USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. When President Biden visits California on Thursday, he'll see evidence of the absolute power of Mother Nature.
You know, it's scary to think of the force that these waves hit underneath and just broke everything.
Bar owner Chuck Hammers in Capitola on the Central Coast will have to replace all the flooring in his bar thanks to the waves breaking it up from underneath. California is getting a break today as about 3 weeks of near-endless storms have now ended. Praise for President Biden over the U.S. support for Ukraine.
If the United States would not have stepped up like you did, then things would have been very different.
Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte in the Oval Office today both agree the U.S. and Europe must stick together in providing both military and humanitarian support for Ukraine. The World Economic Forum is underway with a prediction that growth will slow down this year. But IMF Chief Kristalina Georgieva also predicts the world economy will rebound next year. A New York congressman's leveling new charges at his Republican colleague, George Santos.
Mr. Santos either illegally coordinated with an independent expenditure, or he illegally received a campaign contribution through a pass-through.
Democrat Richie Torres wants to know more about Redstone Strategies, which is an unregistered fundraising group. Torres is among many who also questioning the $700,000 Santos lent his campaign, despite having a stated income of just $55,000. A new report says businesses are missing out on some good candidates for jobs when they rule out remote work. The Salary Guide and Workplace Trends report says 63% of companies either lost a candidate for a job or job seekers passed on companies requiring people to be in the office full time. A huge drop in quarterly earnings for the financial firm Goldman Sachs is driving Wall Street down. The Dow's lost nearly 400 points at one point in trading today. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Looks like more of us are putting off medical treatment because it costs too much. A new Gallup survey shows 38% of those asked say they postponed a treatment last year. That's 12% higher than in 2021. Drug companies in the USA have been having a tough time with their supply chains. It was so bad last year, the government had to release some emergency reserves of the antibiotic amoxicillin. There are also shortages of things like inhalers, lidocaine, saltwater infusions, and morphine. Most of Europe is dealing with similar shortages. One expert says there's an important lesson in this crisis.
We should never be letting our chief global rival, China, produce most of our medicines.
Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania and a former advisor to the Biden White House. He says the solution is to go back to where most of our drugs used to come from. Puerto Rico.
We have facilities. We have a trained workforce. It's relatively lower paid than the United States. It'll also bring Puerto Rico out of recession.
Puerto Rico used to produce most of our drugs until a tax break ended in 2006. Many companies then turned to China and India. Emanuel calls that a silly move to save a few pennies. The state of Washington could join Utah as the places in the USA with the lowest legal blood alcohol levels. A new bill introduced in Olympia would lower the limit from 0.8% to 0.5%. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!